You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. We have real stars, like real Hollywood stars. Ooh. And we have a Hollywood UFO producer, and we have a star right here. Cat! The cat! Anyway, I want to introduce... I gotta get her name right, or Henry's gonna beat me up. I was like, I'll beat this kid up.
It rhymes with banana.
Tanya Frederick, did he have you convert?
My goodness, I'm a good Catholic girl.
Okay,
she's not kidding.
Becoming a Jew.
Just kidding, I'm not.
Not becoming a Jew. Anymore.
No, I'm very agnostic.
Tanya's been in what film? Tell our listeners what movies you have been in.
I've been in my first breakout movie was Hollywood Dreams with Melissa Leo and Justin Kirk. Okay. I was in Queen of the Lot with Noah Wiley. I've been in Ovation. I've been in. I'm going to Switzerland to film a movie with Jane Spencer coming up. I love that. I get to travel. Yay!
Get away! Yeah. Get away from the other half.
I know. I get to go get crazy in Zurich.
Get chocolate. Good chocolate.
And good chocolate, exactly.
Exactly, Zurich.
A lot of great other things.
Yeah. And then, fantastic. By the way, I met her when Henry, whatever his last name is, had me go to film. I think Phil sent me there. I think Phil was the one that sent me there.
Oh, my goodness.
Because, you know, I had all these experiences. I've been to all your films because I would go.
You've gone to all the openings.
Yeah, I've covered them.
Thank you.
And by the way, wonderful actress.
Aww.
Yeah, oh, take a bow.
Take a bow in the LA Talk Radio studios.
Curtsy.
And the UFOs are waiting.
No, oh, my God.
They're waiting to come
take
in.
Me away.
Take me away. Then we've got Robert Stanley. Yay!
Thank you.
Hot. Oh, my God.
Beautiful crowd. Yeah, yeah.
He is. No, he is.
Is he single? Did you ask him?
Did you say?
See what happens on real radio?
It's the babble train, remember?
Well, anyway, Robert, tell us about you.
It was a good thing we're on radio. You wouldn't see me blushing now. Thank you very much.
It's called erotic radio. You didn't want to bring it out. So anyway, tell us about your film.
Well,
what have you done?
The most recent one I did, ironically enough, was directed by the great Henry Jaglom.
He's
starring Tanya Frederick. Yes, they gave me a very nice, juicy role in that. I've been on Melrose Place. I had a recurring role. I was Alyssa Milano's love interest.
Oh,
I was on All My Children for a couple of years as a bad boy. And
by the way, they have All My Children on a channel that have all the soaps.
Yeah, they do now. It used to be on ABC.
You get paid? You get paid for the old soaps?
Of course I did. I got really cocky with the money back then. Well, no, I was a kid back then. I was like 21 years old, and I thought, all right.
Where are you from?
I've hit it. Texas. I'm sure you can hear it.
Where from?
Dallas.
Far
from Houston, unfortunately. I mean, gratefully, but yeah. I got family in Houston, though, and they're going through all this.
Did you go to school in Dallas?
Oh, yes, I went Dallas, a little bit in Oklahoma, a little bit in New York, all over.
Yeah.
So tell us about working together with Tanya. Tell us what's going on here.
Tanya Banana. Oh wait, no, Tana Banana. That's
Tana
it.
Banana.
I'm teasing. Listen, this woman, she's my muse. I guess, what would you call it? She basically casts me opposite of her in almost everything. We've done a lot of roles together, and she's a stunning leading lady. Stunning. We're doing a show right now, Danny in the Deep Blue Sea, that she is, by all accounts, she's doing the best work anyone has ever seen her do.
Wow.
And I'm hearing
tell us about your role in that wonderful play.
Our roles?
Role?
I play Danny. She's Roberta. We're from the Bronx, and we're two down-and-out losers who basically are deeply filled with the S-H-A-M-E word, shame. And we meet each other in the middle of the afternoon in this rundown bar where nobody else is. We've just given up on life, and we end up through this thing. We're so brutal to each other at first. The audience always goes, I didn't know if I liked you two or not, but the thing is, we reveal all of our deep, deep shames.
Oh.
And the thing that I think makes this couple work so well, that makes people just really respond to this, is they both accept the horrible, nasty, dark secrets that each other have, and they basically turn towards each other instead of away in repulsion. And you know what? With our divorce rate the way it is in this country, I think more people should do that.
Donald Trump made for down the committee.
Bada bing, bada boom.
He went there. He went down.
Tell us about you. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from Iowa.
Iowa. Okay.
Iowa.
Iowa.
Iowa. Lots of the tall corn grows.
Yeah.
Don't forget the Music Man.
That's it.
My city I grew up in was the Music Man. It's River City, Iowa. We got trouble in River City, and we had trouble. So many. Yep, exactly.
In River City.
What's the name of the real city?
Tonight's theme is musical. It's musical UFOs. Can't wait till we get to that. I'm super excited about that one, guys.
Natalia, you're from Iowa. Where? What part?
Northern.
Northern.
We don't have an accent like that. It's more like, "Oh, Merry Christmas, guys." Oh, I saw a UFO last night in the cornfields. I'm doing my best accent.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
It is Wisconsin. There you go.
Yeah.
It is.
Minnesota.
My dad and I have a fishing cabin in Wisconsin. It's very sweet. It's a lovely country, but I've lived out here now since 99. LA is truly my home. I love it here. And I love the theater scene. So, whoop.
And you know what? You know what's amazing? When Henry used to hold the movie thing, he goes, "Tanya." I go, "She's like, Cher! Tanya!" So anyway, so you're from Iowa, and...
I am a single word. You can just use my first name, and everybody knows who I am.
Okay. Tanya would know Frederick.
Sure.
You know, did anyone ever say...
very sweet.
You were Fredericks of Hollywood?
Yeah, everybody's like, "Do you own that?" I'm like,
"Yeah."
And then I just started lying, and I was just like, "Yes, yes." What size bra do you wear?
Yeah, exactly. What coat do you want? What coat do you want?
A delicate B cup.
Are you a thong kind of girl, or
briefs,
or let me know?
She's got it all. Anyway,
I so wish.
Anyway, so now tell us about your role.
Like Robert said, she's very down and out. It's such a gorgeous play. It was John Turturro's breakout role in 1984 off Broadway. And it was written by John Patrick Shanley, who wrote Moonstruck. And he also wrote Doubt. I know. It's just gorgeous. And
he won
the
Pulitzer for Doubt and the Oscar and for Moonstruck also.
Yeah, and we're looking at... we've had such a great run. It's been so exciting. Like, to do this show in front of Sly Stallone has been insane. But
so
he
what
was,
is the best to say about
He tweeted us in a matter of 5 minutes, and we had 300,000 likes. And you know, in LA, to do small theater and to just be like, "Oh, I'm an artist, man. I'm doing theater and doing 65 seat theater.
I'm doing equity.
Yeah, equity. I'm doing equity. And you know, to have some that support like that, and then be like, "Oh yeah," and then all of a sudden our ticket sales went up, and it's good show. Carl Weathers is our, you know, Carl Weathers directing
Rocky?
It. From Rocky? Apollo.
Himself. Colonel Dillon in Predator.
And basically, I get my character, I'm really lucky I get to shove Robert around the stage a lot. It's like it's like being in the ring. That's why, you know, I hired Carl, because it's like a big football game, and you know, he was in football, so it's like, it's a brutal show. It's really fun. Cool. We have four shows left.
Now, how is he? The producer, director?
Director.
He's a director.
Tell us how he is as a director.
He's amazing. He's incredibly insightful. He's so sensitive, and he's super tough. And like I said, it's like a sporting event. Like, people come to this, and people literally come out of their seats looking at us, because I do not let up on Robert. These are two people who really like slap each other around like they're from the Bronx.
Italian?
Like Tara. Yeah, like Tara said, like, you know, she probably gets it. Like,
I'm from New York. I'm New York born, Boston. Bread. I'm being
exactly. So, like, I have, like, perfected. Yeah. So,
Mm-hmm. And by the way, wonderful restaurants by there.
Oh my goodness. The Galley. Mortar.
Yeah. You got Italian food if you want to get into the role.
If you want to do Italian.
Santa Monica, baby.
So now is this going to be from doing the play? This will be a film? You guys going to make a film out of this?
We are making it into a film because we've had offers right now from like the Guthrie in Minneapolis, which is a huge, beautiful theater. From New York, we want to take it. I mean, this show hasn't it's done a lot, but we've gotten really great critical acclaim. We're in the LA Times today. So we're
Daily
just,
News.
Yay.
LA Daily News and the Spanish paper.
Argonaut, too. Yeah.
We've had 11 unanimous rave reviews so far. Not bragging, it's just we're really proud.
And also, by the way, you're on La Opinion. I got to read it. A wonderful review in La Opinion. Someone must have came.
Oh, that's right. You're right.
It's a Spanish.
They came.
That's amazing. I didn't even know that.
Hey, man, I get a La Opinion. That's all I know.
Cool. Can you?
But you're in that, and what I was going to tell folks, it's a wonderful way to spend a wonderful matinee, if you like.
4 p.m.
4 p.m.
8 p.m. People don't think it's romantic, but it's extremely romantic. It's so romantic.
Romantic?
Oh, my God.
Hello, Sylvia.
Watch us throwing each other across the stage, and you're just going to love it.
And no pizza?
So sweet.
No pizza thrown at each other?
No, but we drink beer and pretzels. We eat pretzels.
We toss a pretzel or two at each other.
A lot of pretzels. So bring your pretzels, bring your beer.
It's one of those things where...
Get your love on.
Even though they're specific to an area, you really... We watch as a human being, and you go, man, if these two losers can do it, make it work, I know I got a shot at life and love. It makes you feel good, and it ultimately is extremely romantic. It really is.
Wow, that's cool.
Well, you know, everyone out there is saying, where can we get tickets? How can we get tickets?
What is the...
I love you so much.
Go
to Edgemar Center for the Arts, edgemarcenterforthearts.com or rainbowfilmcompany.com, and you can find tickets. It's like what?
It's a phone number, and I, for the life of me, can't remember.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, we can't prepare.
We're like, we're actors. We don't promote. We're in LA.
Okay.
That was so lame.
Yeah. You want people to come.
Call my people.
Let me get this.
Call Kat. Kat's our promotional.
I just hired her in the last 10 minutes,
and she's going to be like, she's all over that.
I'm going to say,
Kat is. Yeah. Anyway, getting back to the play, okay? Any other people in the play? Just you two?
It's a two-person show.
Oh, cool.
Whoa.
Crazy. An hour of craziness.
Now, we know the director, famous guy, producer.
Carl Weathers. Producer's me.
Yay!
Yay! Yeah. Good to women.
Brava.
Love. Thank you, ma'am.
And the local LA Theater Awards is coming out.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It's no, but girl power, it's like great to be a woman. I produced a VR series too, and it's I love like women who represent power. I mean, Kat looks like she's a bad ass. Yeah, thank
bad
you.
Badass.
Yeah, bring it on, girl.
She brought it.
What?
You're gonna see this girl.
Life
no idea.
Oh my God, I don't think I do, but I want to know. Oh, listen to this. Wait, there's an amazing UFO video coming on, which I cannot get enough of.
I live with this.
I know. These two really.
You live with the UFO!
I do!
Yeah, Kat lives with the UFO.
Come on, let's talk about it. It's amazing my eyes aren't
blue. Is this from Jose?
I'm making a...
Jose Escamilla!
Jose!
Famous UFO producer. Tell him what you've done.
I have 12 movies that I've produced and directed.
Amazing.
That are online at tblnfilms.com. That recently got picked up by Gaia.com, which is a big distribution company. And I've been filming UFOs since 1994. I was the first person to ever film UFOs over Roswell, New Mexico, in broad daylight.
Right.
I have some of the most incredible footage over Roswell, man. It's amazing. But I discovered a phenomenon called rods that are, they look like flying snakes. But we now call them skyfish because they seem to swim through the air like fish.
Oh, wow.
And they're super fast. I mean, incredible things. And we have footage of them coming out of the ocean, entering the ocean, in space, taken by the shuttles, in our skies. And we recently have footage that was sent to us from Mars. Rods on Mars. And it's the same type of creature. And these things are an incredible phenomena. This film that I'm fixing to do, it's called Skyfish, The Discovery of the Rods. And people can go to skyfishrods.com and see the trailers and some of the footage there. But we now have footage of these things in high-speed cameras. Shot with high-speed cameras, 2,000 frames per second. So when you go frame by frame, these things, you get to see what they really look like.
They shoot.
Do those actually house, like, are they creatures, and not creatures, but, like, I'm so fascinated by this. So do they actually house something, or are they like, are they the aliens themselves?
They almost look like,
yeah, I saw them. They're amazing. The footage is incredible.
They're so fast.
It's incredible.
We have footage shot in South Dakota by a Native American, and there's one rod that's like 15 feet long, but it's segmented.
You said they get up to like 200 feet long, right? But so are those the capsules that kind of like hold? Are those like...
No, that's them.
That's them. Yeah. Okay, that's
and
what I
And they're a living entity of some kind. That's, we don't know if... Well, I know that they have some kind of a cycle in the oceans because we have footage of them entering and coming out of the oceans. And when we have them in space, I mean, they're effortlessly flying through the vacuum of space, through the sky.
Yeah. It's incredible.
It's unbelievable.
It's incredible.
By the, oh, go ahead.
I was just going to ask if they came out like during the, and this is what I didn't get a chance to ask you, did they come out during the eclipse?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Those,
they were sighted during
the eclipse. I have footage of eclipse, you know, and UFO footage that came out recently.
I saw the most amazing footage right before the interview.
Yeah.
And he was showing me like the coolest footage and he's sending it to me. I'm like, stoked. Yeah. I'm going to show it to Carl Weathers.
Oh, he'll love it. Carl Weathers knows about him. Jose!
Love it.
Carl Weathers knows about you. That's fun. You know what's nice? Is that Carl Weathers knows about Jose. I think that's cool.
Yeah, he was really excited to...
He's
a UFO aficionado. Really enjoys all those shows.
Can we get him in?
That would be awesome.
I think we should...
Collectively invite Carl Weathers to this conversation.
I know.
Jose, you'll have to come on again with him, though.
I have baseball hats. I have baseball hats of my films that I want to give to you guys as a hat for Carl.
Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So and he has these great t-shirts, too. I live in the t-shirts.
Yeah, we have
t-shirts. You get a hat and an alien, all at one price. Anyway, get back. One other story I was going to say about Jose. Jose's got a brand new film coming back out.
Yeah.
Skyfish. And then he's done. People didn't know this about him. He's in The Greatest Story Ever Denied.
Yeah, UFO, The Greatest Story Ever Denied.
And he also did Moon Rising.
Yep.
See, I got to tell the people about you.
Moon Rising.
He's done Randy's Donuts. Yeah. I avoid that place. Anyway, Randy's Donuts.
Is that about aliens?
It's about...
I miss that one.
I'm like, what? Yeah.
Free energy.
Now we're getting real.
free energy, and it's a donut. It's a piece that makes free energy. And it was invented by a guy named Randy. How? So Randy's Donuts.
Oh, that is that's so smart.
There's a Randy's Donuts in
Eaglewood. Yeah,
oh, that's
Eaglewood.
I know. I was like, I know that. I think I stopped there on the way to an audition, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to have your donuts.
It's a landmark.
By the way, he's from Roswell.
Yeah,
I know.
Roswell. In fact, the biggest compliment I got was I went to a MUFON conference and a guy from Japan talked to me in Japanese and talked about Jose. And he said, could I meet Jose? So we're trying to trying to get all these different international. They know about him.
Oh,
around
yeah.
Around the world. He's known.
Yeah, no. I mean, I had so many friends going up. I said to, where'd they go? Like, everybody went and camped up during the eclipse.
Oh, contact.
So many people from here during the eclipse.
Wasn't it, where was it? Oregon? Was it?
Yeah, up north.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you look at the pictures, like, from the, you know, there were all sorts of pictures from like, helicopters taking pictures of, you know, and everybody, all these campsites were just formulated by all of these people who just congregated to these campsites because of the eclipse. It was beautiful and brilliant. It was lovely. I wish I could have gone, but we had our show.
We have it. You only have a show.
Bummer,
now,
man.
Now we're gonna have. We're gonna real quick. We're gonna go have Danny Cruz. Is this Danny Cruz? Hello? Hello.
Hey, Cameron.
Danny Cruz, UFO follower.
Cameron.
Yeah.
Hello, Cameron.
Yeah.
Hi,
Cameron. This is Bill.
Well, welcome.
This is Bill. You. Thank you for calling.
Anytime, anywhere. So tell us what's going on, Bill.
So, listen, we're down here at the coolest place to be in the heat wave this weekend.
Okay.
We are talking to you live from the location called the New Blues Festival. It's really in the
New Blues Festival, right on.
Yeah, it's going to be happening this weekend.
Yeah, man. Hey, I'm going to go.
We're getting a little cut up. Now tell us about who's going to be performing at this festival.
First, I was going to wax eloquent about the park. It's the El Dorado Regional Park.
It's
huge. It's beautiful. It's shady. Got great shade trees. In fact, one of the two stages, and by the way, it's two stages, two days, 30-plus bands. One of the two stages is located in a grove of trees. It's called normally the Golden Grove, but we call it the Golden Groove.
Ooh, he's grooving.
What's the temperature down there?
Yeah,
is it where? What's the temperature there?
And so the temperature right now is 76 degrees.
No way. Wow. Where are you, Alaska?
No, we're at the center of the cool zone in Los Angeles.
I know, that's great.
In Los Angeles,
no, I know. We're in the valley right now. It's
of Orange County.
Now tell us who's going to be performing. We want to know who's going to be there. Our fans of the show say, we want to buy tickets. Who's coming?
Thank you. Thank you. Well, and by the way, all of your fans are invited to the show tomorrow and on Sunday. You should know that we're fans of LA Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
And Cameron Sports
and
Life.
And we want to let everybody know that the talent is off the chain.
Oh, so who?
The talent appearing, this is our fourth year. We revived the old Long Beach Blues Festival, but now we do the new blues, which that is to say we honor the past, but we also promote the future of the blues.
That sounds so exciting. That's one of my favorite festivals in Long Beach. I mean, it's like that is so well known. It's been so established as, you know, sort of a mainstay of the California, like the Southern California coast. I want to go so bad. How long is it? How many days is it running?
Yeah.
It's 2 days. And we get started early in the morning.
Well, we start. Morning.
What time does it start? 10. Wow.
Music at 10 a.m.
It's too early.
10 a.m. We're going to be out by 10. Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
Come on down here after the show.
Oh, that'd be good. Okay, so you guys will still be playing when we get done at like 10 p.m. Really? Yeah.
So we'll make the midnight special.
You know what? This year we only go to about 8 each day, but we start early.
Oh, okay. So tell us some of the performers that are going to be there so my audience can say, wow, they're going to be there. So give us some names.
Wow. Okay, so I have to tell you that this year, making the finalists, the finalists of the Grammys for the blues was Janava Magnus, and she'll be here just fresh back from Europe.
Right.
And believe me, she'll be jet lagged, and that means she'll be sassy.
Sassy. She's ready to play.
We got all kinds of cool stuff going on. And then multiple Grammy nominated is Anna Popovich.
Anna Popovich. Yay! Woo! Whoever Woo! Anna Popovich is.
Yes.
Yes.
So she is unbelievable. By the way, at least six or seven of our acts are constantly touring internationally.
Right. I heard a couple of them. And you're going to have the festival guy. You have your advertisement. They have a cute advertisement. And it goes over the fourth annual Long Beach
new and improved jazz
new blues festival. So anyone else that we should that is named after?
Yeah, well, you know, we also you know, because the new blues is kind of like the boom in the British blues in the 60s and 70s, okay, where British interpreted American deep blues,
okay,
and then it led to, you know, rock and roll, because it was all those bands like the Stones and Fleetwood Mac and even the Beatles and blah blah blah, they were all doing like blues. There were blues bands, many of them, and so this new blues movement is akin to that. It's like that in that these bands including one of the ones that's on the main stage, the New Blues Revolution, is trying to do this. It's about 10 years old, this genre of music, the new blues, and what it is it's they're doing a more modern and contemporary version of the blues, like the Black Keys, the White Stripes, Joe Bonamassa, John Mayer, when he's playing the blues, like Hendrix and psychedelic and all. You know, that's the kind
his
of
voice
stuff
changed.
That we got going on. We got young kids on stage.
Yeah.
We got teenagers. Okay. We got phenoms. We got, I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it, they're here for the first time.
Oh.
We got the son of Famous Amos.
Oh! Talking to cookies!
Sean, the Reverend. The Reverend Sean Amos has been touring across the country relentlessly the last 2 years. He's done festivals on the East Coast and in Europe, but this is his first festival in California, and we got it.
Wow. What does he play? Is he a singer or musician? I mean, does he play
singer. He's a singer, band leader, harmonica
really
player. He whips him into a frenzy. He's unbelievable.
Love it.
Yeah, check him out. YouTube.
Famous.
Check out
in the cooking theme. In the cooking theme. He
whips
them
cookies?
Into a friend's.
Do you get cookies
as a part of the deal or what?
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, tell us where we can get tickets.
Everyone's
for
vaping.
This wonderful
event. Cookies.
Yeah, you can get tickets here. You can get tickets at the gate, no problem.
Okay.
But you can also get them online, and there's some good online specials. So check it out. All you have to do is go to newbluesfestival.com. But you can. Yeah, New Blues Festival. So, all those three words together, newbluesfestival.com. And by the way, you can put New Blues Festival into any search engine, and you're going to find them.
So we'll have to put it in a search engine right here.
Don't be looking at me. I am not a search engine. Okay? You're giving me that look.
Yeah. No. Anyway.
Okay.
Jose, put on their thing. See their ad. Anyway, we'll come. How much are tickets for this event?
$40.
Stop looking at me.
Well,
unbelievable.
I'm just messing.
How much are tickets?
Unbelievable. $40. 40 simoleons.
Oh, that's not bad for what you're getting.
40 simoleons.
40 simoleons.
Are you kidding? It is the coolest deal in town.
And you have food. You have food there too. Food.
We have food. We have food vendors. We have food trucks. We have full bar.
Full
we
bar. I'm coming.
I'll buy it.
We're
there.
We're there.
Down. I'll bartend.
Okay, so cool.
That's what I do for a living.
You know what? Maybe. Oh, you're gonna be doing your show this weekend.
Yes.
They'll be in.
Yeah, do it from here. Do it from here.
We'll come
do it from here.
Show.
Well, they'd love to do it from there, but they have kind of like a.
We can come to a scene. Before like a band goes on.
That would be good.
Right.
It's not PC.
Anyway, thank you very much for calling
in,
man. And
the best
LA Talk Radio, we'll support you anyway, like we do, and love people to go. Okay?
Thank you so very much. We really appreciate it. We love LA Talk Radio.
Thanks so much, man.
Woo! I gotta say.
Yes.
Babble train, go.
Cat, what Cat said, I really want to use on the next guy who like hits on me or tell my friends to use it. I am not a search engine.
Well, I love that.
Hey, now, can I buy you a drink?
Now we're calling.
I am not a search engine.
Sorry about the lady. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Oh, sorry, I'm going to behave now.
We got another interview. So tell us about yourself. She was given us by Danny Cruz. And you are a IT engineer, is that right? Hello?
I'm Nicole.
I'm a
manager of engineering for a law firm here in New York City, but I'm originally from D.C.
All right. So how'd you meet Danny Cruz?
In an Uber.
Oh,
no way. Uber.
That's awesome. Boy, I'm telling you.
Right.
So tell us now, what I've seen, you work for the government. For HUD, you do software development, and you also do other things for governmental agencies. Is that what you do right now, pretty much?
Yeah, pretty much. Right now, just in New York, I'm focusing on a private industry, doing something a little different with a law firm. They do sports and sports law and celebrity law. So it's pretty interesting. It's pretty different. Different world than government, that's for sure.
Well, anyway, you were referred to us by Danny Cruz. So we love that you have it on. And now tell us, how'd you get into IT?
Well, IT was definitely something that came to me at an early age. I think I just had a natural knack for it. My dad brought a computer home, brand new, and I just took it apart.
All right. I took it
apart in pieces and then put it back together. My dad was like, okay, yeah, you can do your computer thing. It wasn't very popular, of course, because a lot of girls just weren't doing that sort of thing.
Yeah, I didn't.
And then I just, yeah.
Yeah, you're awesome.
That's how you met. Yeah. Did Danny Cruz tell you about UFOs? Did Danny Cruz tell you about it?
Yes, he did. So we're,
UFOs.
He's like, yeah, I did UFOs and all this other cool stuff. And I'm
he's
like,
our
wow.
Follower. Danny Cruz is our UFO follower. And he's and allegedly, I guess he's related to Nixon. I don't know. Never know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Right?
That's it. You never know. So tell us about, have you had a UFO experience?
No, I have not.
We definitely have not.
But, you know, after talking to Danny, it's like, maybe I have and just don't know it yet.
Exactly. You're in the walls.
I've been there. I've been there.
I believe.
I have had experiences. In fact, I met many people at the MUFON, and they said they had similar experiences. A lot of the radio people, because you don't think about it until you do a show. We had our show go off the air. We were talking about, you remember the UFO thing? We did, it went off the air. So I've been,
whoa.
I haven't been to Roswell yet. I'm gonna go with Jose, and you'll go. We'll go to Jose. Is a
known about,
he's a known person in Roswell. That's it. So tell us now. Tell us about what your goals will be for the future. We want to know. At LA Talk.
Oh, wow. Well, my goals for the future are definitely to give back a little bit more to the community, especially
good.
IT. I like to work for myself, of course, at some point in time. But I really enjoy teaching and kind of showing girls the path to tech and how to become a little bit more competitive, kind of own their craft, kind of become leaders in their craft, not just be engineers and techies, but also try to be leaders in tech, so that we can kind of bridge the gap that's out there right now.
I so appreciate that. I produced a VR series, and I have to say, when I first started, I produced one of the first VR narratives with Randall Kleiser, who directed Grease, and going to all of these different all around the world. In all of these panels, there's like one woman for every six guys. I mean, it's gotten better, but I really, really love hearing that. That's so wonderful because girls can't be encouraged enough, I don't think.
Girls need to get paid the right.
Yeah,
insane.
And they can't be encouraged enough because they're coming up with like all this amazing tech and like gamers. Like there's so many amazing women gamers who are coming up with all this cool stuff, and they just need to be encouraged. They need somebody like you.
We need it. We need to get them funded.
Yeah,
there you go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, I think some of the other things too are just teaching them how to negotiate and do things that men just automatically do. You know,
I'm telling these men, they're horrible bitches. So anyway, we're going to have you back so we can talk more about your what you're doing. And by the way, you're doing great for HUD, even though they're cutting jobs. You know, HUD? They have this crisis going on.
Yeah.
They kind of cut jobs.
Yeah.
And people in
are
suffering.
I got out of HUD just in time.
Yeah.
Nice. I feel like.
Say so. Yeah. And then the head of HUD, Ben Carson, says it's okay. It's okay when you get a job that you know what the hell you're doing to cut HUD.
Exactly, right?
He's crazy. That's why I'm voting Democrat next election. Get rid of Trump. Get rid of Trump.
Anyway, please run for president in the future.
That's right. Well, no, I'm a Cuomo man, Andrew Cuomo. Because then we get Chris Cuomo from the White House. This is Chris Cuomo from the White House. Anyway, Nicole, thank you so much for calling. I know I'm D.C. right
now. No problem. Thank you.
Or in New York, it's about 11:36. So she's dedicated. Thank you very much. You'll call back. All right?
No problem. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. That was Nicole Patton.
Thanks, Nicole.
Nicole, baby. We're going to get one more person that tried to reach us. We prevail. We get them on. We get them on the air. Let me get this one. This is from Orange County. So they all call us from all over the globe. Let's see who's calling. Hello, hello. Probably one of those. Hello. Hello. Welcome to Cameron Sports and Live. You just called us on the air.
Hi, Cameron. How are you?
Good, good. What's up? What is up?
Who do you have in the studio tonight?
Oh, we have very interesting people. Tanya Fredericks!
Yeah!
Yeah! We have Jose Escamilla!
Woo!
You know Jose?
I just wanted to say hello to everybody, Miss Darlene from MDK Radio Show, but also the president of Save America's Children.
Right.
And before I tell you about the prayer chain, tomorrow, if anybody is interested, if you're near the Santa Ana area, and it's not too far from Los Angeles, at Original Mike's, we are going to have a lineup of great artists who are performing tomorrow from 2 p.m. to 1 a.m., all ages. The food is great there at
Original Mike's. I'm telling you.
But also, we are putting together a fundraiser for the victims of Hurricane Harvey as well.
Very nice. So, if people want to give money, how could they do so? Do you have a phone? People could just bring a check? Cash?
Bring it there because we're going to have the fire department there, and they're going to accept the funds at the end of the night, probably at 11 or 12.
By the way, I'm going to introduce you. Karen Moran.
Woo, Karen.
And by the way, Karen Moran. You know I call you Moran. Anyway, you have a show in Anaheim. She's a broadcaster in Anaheim. She does a show there.
I have MDK Radio Show. Absolutely wonderful.
And by the way,
first Saturday of the month, I give my show to the kids have been bullied. They bring on their friends, a teacher, a counselor.
Okay.
And we just try and, get their voices out there so that they can help inspire someone else to not take their life, for suicide in regards to bullying. And, so they just all get together and they talk about their experiences. And I think it's really important. So I'm really proud of it and it's growing. And so MDK Radio Show. And you can also find out all the information at sac-mol.com.
Anyway, Karen, we thank you so much. And By the way, Karen is doing really well. She's getting a lot of good people out there. And so when are you going to have me on the show in Anaheim? I can go to Disneyland and do her show. There you go.
I have some people who are a part of the Comic-Con so they're coming in costume, and they also make costumes. So I need some superhero costumes made
for the kids. It ought to be
pretty interesting.
Who's going to be the main character this year?
I'm not sure.
When I went, everybody was dressed up as the hacker. No, everybody just had an easy costume because they were all dressed in black. You know, the guy
who's in Sun.
Right, you know what?
Snowden, his name is. You talking about Snowden?
No, from the TV show, played by Robert Downey Jr.
Oh yes.
You know,
yes,
when I went, like everybody had a really easy costume. I was like, you guys are getting away with murder. they just had it all. They were all dressed in black sweatpants and like I don't know.
Yes. Anyway, Karen, what I wanted to say, we'll get you back in and bring your artists in. And by the way, Karen. Marin, she'll be. By the way, you'll be on tomorrow, correct? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
Yes, 2 to 4.
I want you to tell your audience to go to a wonderful play in L.A. Where is it at?
Edgemar Center for the
Arts.
What's
the name of the play?
Danny and the Deep Blue Sea.
And who's starring in it?
Robert Stanley and Tana Frederick.
And it is at 2437 Main Street.
So directed by Carl Weathers.
Tell people in the Orange County. Yeah,
come on, my Chemex. Send them my way, Cameron.
Will do. Yay. Okay. Thanks, my dear. Thanks so much.
All right. Have a good evening. God bless.
Bye-bye. That was Karen. Now we will move on. See, we got a lot of calls here.
This is crazy.
Unlike other shows. Yeah,
it's going off.
It's off the rocker.
Oh, it's off
the rocker. Off the rocker.
Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, my gosh. Know, this is right. People, right. We all don't remember. It's Labor Day weekend.
Serena Williams had her girl baby today.
No way.
She had a baby girl.
Really?
Break the movie.
He was absolutely convinced that Serena Williams was a man.
Yes. Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say an alien. I was like,
that is breaking news.
She's so gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a running joke.
By the way, she has a partner, Alexis Ohanian. So I guess he's not married. They call him partners, right? Anyway, that's the new Hollywood.
Marriage is a
new
Hollywood paperwork.
Anyway, one other thing I was going to mention is American Red Cross needs your money to get to the victims, and you can go on your cell phone, you text it. You know, they have a certain number. Text it $10. What's $10? And that goes to the victims. So
you spend that on coffee, right? You spend that on like a macchiato, caramel macchiato.
Are you good at Carl's Jr.? There you go.
Or Carl's Jr. Oh my gosh! Let's just see how many name plays we can get from Carl.
Name dropping
for the weather.
That's it. And by the way, Melania Trump did a weird thing today. She tweeted about additional recovery. You know, it backfired on her. You know what happened? Her husband is canceling the program for addiction. So people wrote back nasty today. Said, your husband's getting rid of our program for drug addiction. Why should we listen to your tweets? So it's been all over. You'll probably hear it at home.
Wow.
It's all over. And one other thing. We're going to talk about the Emmys next week. And the Emmys will be on with Stephen Colbert.
Already?
Yeah, it's on Sunday. I think Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah, Stephen Colbert's going to do a great job. He's good, and like Jimmy Kimmel. Have you been on Kimmel yet? We gotta get you on Kimmel.
Oh no, I have not.
We gotta get you on Kimmel.
Okay, let's do it.
He does the San Gennaro Festival in LA. He's the head of it.
Oh wow!
So he runs it every year.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't know that either.
Italian food, you know. In fact, we did a show from there, a live show, radio show.
Wow!
We met all these people. It was great.
He seems like he's a really like down to earth, cool guy.
Yeah.
Seems cool.
And one other thing we wanted to mention along our list of things, the people. Another thing I want to mention, we got a nice email from Hawaii. Lady listened to our show. She was laughing to death. If we can make people laugh, not think about trouble, that's what we're about.
Aww.
Right?
Yeah.
Laugh, you know?
Happiness, hope.
Oh, yeah, I have to bring up a very serious...
We only got 1 minute. No, go ahead.
On the subject of life.
I just want to know, has anybody give me good advice as to how to break up with your hairstylist?
What?
With the hairstylist.
Oh. I'm serious.
No.
So just get rid of them. Next question.
If they find out you got your hair done by somebody else, it's over. I mean, it's ugly. So I just wanted, like, how do you just do it?
Just go to a new salon.
No. In L.A., it's worse than, you're right, it's worse than, like, getting a divorce.
And my parents are hairstylists my whole life, so I can do it in my own hair. But when I go to, I'm not doing these streaks, but this is, like, overdone.
This is
never want to go back.
Talk radio,
it's
right?
It's very difficult.
And the whole world is listening.
By the way, we are, L.A. Talk Radio is not responsible for anything she does.
I did not drop any names.
I gotta bring it
up. I mean, totally.
No, but this is serious. I mean, I'm standing up for Kat. Like, this is very, it's very like, once you pretty much marry your hairstylist when you move out here. It's not something that happens in, like, Iowa or, say, Minnesota.
It's a relationship.
But out here, it is a relationship.
If you think about it, it is very intimate. They know every secret about you.
I mean, I've had, like,
every little thing on your scalp.
You have the same person, and men do it, too. It's not just women.
Okay.
Men have the same hairstylist.
How do you break up?
I don't. I go with whoever is there at the time, and I tell them exactly what I want, and I usually get it. I don't have a special.
You say that you don't, but we know the truth.
Color and all this shit.
I go to a salon near me. And
I'm breaking up.
It's called Henry's or whatever. And they have women there. And it's a wonderful thing. And it's fun because they have the old rock and roll posters. And you go in and you feel
Floyd's.
Happy. You feel happy.
I know, but do you
Everybody's
go to one specific and then they get jealous?
Different.
I have a very specific. I am loyal to my colorist. His name is Just for Men.
Just for Men.
He always does the same job every single time.
You do it yourself.
Hey,
you're doing it yourself.
By the way, one other thing I was going to talk about.
Wait, I want to know who Jose uses now that we've all confessed.
An alien!
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he's all set to go.
He saves money.
Jose definitely goes to Beverly Hills.
I go to the Bonnaroo South.
Exactly. Jose Iber.
Actually, he just did his beard. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, but
because before it was like kind of everywhere. And now it's all carved, and I'm impressed.
It's carved. You manscaped.
He's got a carved look going on.
Anyway, next thing I was going to mention is your movie's coming out. When will it be coming out, you think?
We have... the movie. I'm like, which one? No, I'm just kidding. I'm like, that was so
I'm
stupid.
I'm so happy you're on here.
It's a rough problem.
No, I'm just kidding. The last show that I did, which Henry Jaglom wrote, which was
Henry
called...
Henry Jaglom?
I know. Who's that guy?
He gets mad at me when I go...
I know. He gets... temperamental. He's sensitive.
I know. You
he's
just
a very sensitive
empathic. You give
him a
bagel
cream cheese.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
But we had a movie that just premiered at the L.A. Jewish Film Festival called Train to Zakopane. And it's about... it's a true story about an anti-Semitic nurse that falls in love with... it's about his father who falls in love with a Jewish... About Henry's father who is Jewish. And it's in 1928 Poland. And
wow.
Like, yeah. And it was such a great play. We ran it for a year out here at the Edgemar. And it was a beautiful show. But as far as Danny and the Deep Blue Sea and our filming, we're not sure when it's going to come out.
Could you guys come back? We want you back.
Absolutely. We're still going to have to shoot it.
Yeah.
You guys going to let us?
Yes.
Can we sit up at the table and
you're
back.
For sure.
And by the way, I was going to mention that Jose's film's coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
Skyfish.
Yeah, and I have another one called Martians.
Ooh.
That's going to blow people out of the water.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, can I ask a question really quick? Jose, how come there's... Okay, this is going to sound so L.A. But cattle back me up. If I sound stupid, cattle back me up because we've got each other's backs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no. She's on the babble train.
I'm on the babble train. But how come there's not as many sightings like maybe perhaps in the Midwest as there are over...
If CNN was to do a 24-hour broadcast of UFO sightings, it would be like we're being invaded.
Why do you think they don't? Seriously.
Wow. There's a collective...
I'll explain, Mario.
A collective...
the less we know, the better kind of stuff?
Yeah, the government doesn't want it.
No, they're hiding the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Well, you want to know the truth? Because I've had this phenomenon happen when I was in Vegas covering MUFON. Mm-hmm. They're there. In fact... When we had the MUFON thing, they were over our hotel, and people said, that's a UFO. And they come, even contact in the desert, which is going to be changing to Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
The whole you guys got to go. You got to
yeah.
go. You got to take Henry.
Oh, my God. He would never go.
He would never go. Right.
I have an honest question.
He's an atheist and very...
Yeah, ask me a question.
But I would go. I would go.
I can explain it.
Well. Okay, Jose, honest question here, because I don't know that much about it, but all in all, do you believe extraterrestrials are friendly?
There are friendly ones and
not friendly ones.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just like people. Okay.
Yeah.
The skyfish, are those, like, is it even possible that they can communicate with us or we can communicate with them? Are they, like, severely, like, higher intelligence?
Oh, these creatures are definitely intelligent. And there is footage of them. There's base jumpers going into this cave. Mm-hmm. And of one rod comes right up to the guy and just misses him. And the rod is about 3 or 4 feet long, and they're traveling high velocity, man. It's amazing. But they have some kind of intelligence.
Wow.
One last thing before we go. Next week, we're going to talk about the Emmys. And, Tanya, we got to find out. People, sell out that show. We want to go.
Come on, guys.
Sure, we're going.
I'm so excited.
We have tickets waiting for you.
Sit in the front row, Robert. Robert Spillard,
when you had your movie, I sat in the front row. And I remember Henry goes, I go, "You're falling in love with me, Henry. That's it." Anyway, it was fun. Anyway, it was a fun show.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And by the way, happy Labor Day to everybody.
Oh, yes.
And we're coming to you live from?
Los Angeles.
Very good. She's good. She's so excited. Anyway, good night from L.A. And we want to thank all our listeners from the Bay Area, BBS Radio, and L.A. Talk Radio. Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
Woohoo.
That little dance. It was fun.
That was good.
Now you know what I really do.
And we shared.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.